Shalom to all. Today's daf is Pesach Daf Samach Gimel. We are starting Samach Beis Amud Beis. Four lines up from the bottom, the first word on the line. Today's daf is sponsored. B'schos Yehudas Paschai Leia, she and her family should be blessed with Banei Chai Muzani Revichai. Now, the Mishnah had taught that if the Kohen had intention for part Arelim, part Mulim, then the Karen Pesach is still kosher. However, now we have a Brisa not like that. The Brisa tells us Tanya, Acherim Maimrim, Acherim says, and it's important to note that almost every time the Gemara says the word Acherim, it's actually referring to Rab Meir. So Acherim Maimrim, Acherim says, Hiktim Mulim Arelim. If the Kohen's thought process was first for Mulim and then Arelim, kosher, the Karen Pesach is kosher. However, Arelim Lemulim, if he first had a thought of Arelim and then he had a thought of Mulim, puzzle, it's puzzle. Now the Gemara asks, Mashna Mulim La'arelim to kosher. Why is it that when he has a thought process first for Mulim and then Arelim it's kosher? The Kula Arelim be eaten in Veleka, because we need a thought process that's entirely for Arelim and we don't have that over here. So Arelim Lemulim Nami. So then even when he has a thought process first for Arelim and then Mulim, Kula Arelim be eaten in Veleka. We have to have a thought process entirely for Arelim and we don't have that over here. What's the difference if he first thinks about Arelim and then Mulim, or Mulim and then Arelim? It should be kosher in both instances. He didn't only think about Arelim in both cases. So Samachim Lom. But off on top, let's say that Acherim holds in l'shchita el basayif, that the determining part of shchita is only at the end of the shchita, uchad Rava, and it's just like Rava, the Amar Rava he holds, adayin hi machlaikes, there's still a machlaikes. Now what's going on in here? Let's focus. There's two separate discussions being woven together over here. Firstly, there's machlaikes when the official halachic status of shchita takes effect. Either we can say, Einal Shchita El Basayif, that the end of the act of Shchita is what creates its halachic status. Therefore, a machshava that would passel the Shchita has to be had at the end of the Shchita. Or do we say, Yeshal Shchita Mitchila Ve'ad Saif, that the halachic status of the Shchita is the same from beginning to the end. And second, the previously mentioned machlok is between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yossi, if Tfais Lashon Rishon, or also Tfais Lashon Achron. Now we're suggesting that Acherim, who again is Rav Meir, holds that Einal Shchita El Basayif, and therefore only thought at the end of the Shechita is valid, and he also sticks his opinion that Tfais Lashon Rishon, that we only take the first part of a person's statement or thought process. Therefore, when he has a dual intention during Shechita of the Karban Pesach, the Gemara continues, Hilkach, Hikdim Mulim La'arelim, Mulim Chayli, Arelim Lo'chayli, when he has a thought process first for Mulim, then Arelim, so we only take the first part of a statement, and we say the part about the Mulim, that's Chal, that takes effect, and the Arelim doesn't take effect, and therefore it's Kasher. But Hikdim Arelim Lemulim, when he first has the thought process about Arelim, and then Mulim, so Arelim Chayli, Mulim Lo'chayli, only the part Arelim is Chal, and that's why the Karban Pesach is not valid. Because again, we're going with Tfais Lashon Rishon, we're only paying attention to the first part of his thought process, and the first part of his thought process was about Arelim, so therefore it's puzzle. But now the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Lo, that's really not true. Lo'elim Kasav Achirim Yeshal Shechita Metchila V'Atsoif, Achirim really holds that the determining part of Shechita is really from the beginning all the way till the end. But over here, what are we talking about? Kigan Shegamar Belibala Chavayu, he had in his heart the intention for both of them, Bein Lemulim, Bein La'arelim. But V'haitzi Bepiv La'arelim, he only expressed verbally that he's shechting this for Arelim, v'lo hispek lemer lemulim, and he didn't have a chance to express that it was also for mulim achanig mer shechita b'arelim until he actually finished the shechita, and he had only expressed that it's for Arelim. Ubahaplegin, this is what they're arguing about. Rav Meir Savar, he holds lo be'in pevli b'shavin, we don't need his mouth and his heart to be equal, even though in his heart he's thinking something that technically would make the Karban Pesach kasher, since all he expressed with his mouth is something that makes the Karban Pesach pasul, therefore it's going to be pasul. Rabbanan Savar, and they hold be'in pevli b'shavin, we need to have exactly what's in his heart and what he expressed to be equal, and since that wasn't equal, the Karban Pesach is not pasul. Now the Gemara asks, because of Rav Meir lo be'in pivli b'shavin, Rav Meir really holds that we don't need to have what's in his mouth and in his heart equal. That's not true. Verminu will ask you, Stira. The Mishnah tells us as follows: Hamas chavalim or truma v'amar meiser. Person has kavanah to say that this produce over here is truma, but he accidentally says it's meiser. Meiser v'amar truma. He meant to say that it's meiser, but really he said it's truma. Asha'ini nichus labai zed v'amar lezed. He meant to say I'm not going to go into that house, but he ended up saying I'm not going to go into this house. Or she'ini nana lezed v'amar lezed. Or he said I'm not going to benefit from this person, and him say, I'm not going to benefit from that person. Loyamer klum, it's not valid at all. Achiu piv v'liba shavin, his mouth and heart have to be equal, and that's astonished, and that's going to be like Rav Meir. So obviously this can't be correct, pshat, in our brass over here. Elam Rabbi Abai tells us as follows, now we know that the act of shechita consists of severing the animal's two simanim, the kana and the veshet, the trachea and the esophagus, and we know that one of these simanim is called a simen. So what does Abai tell us? Resha da amar simen rishon lemulim, the simen sheni afla relim. The ratio when it's kosher is when he said that the first simen should be shechted for people that have a bris mila, and the second one should be shechted also for Arelim, the b'simen sheni nami psiche bei mulin, because when he shechted the second simen, he also had mulin involved in that, because he already had a thought process of mulin previously, and that's why it's kosher. But sefer, the amr simen rishon la'arelim, the sefer is when he said the first simen should be shechted for the Arelim, simen sheni lemulim, and the second one should be shechted for the mulin, the b'simen rishon The first siman that he shechted didn't have any mulim involved in it, and therefore it's not going to be kosher. Rav Meir Tamein, Rav Meir is consistent with his shita. He says mafalgan mechatzi matir, that we can make pigol with half of that which is the matir. Rabbanu Tamayu and the Chamar are going to their shita. They say em mafalgan mechatzi matir, we can't make pigol in half of that which is the matir. Now the matir is part of any carbon which allows it to be eaten or completes its avoda. Hence the name matir. Rav Meir holds that if machshav of pigol is had even during part of bringing the matir, the carbon is still pigol. So for example, a carbon mincha has part kaimetz, part levina burned in the mizbeach. According to Rav Meir, even if he brought only one of them with a machshav of pigol, then the whole mincha is pigol. So to here we're shechting the simanim of the animal. Even if one of the simanim was shechted with the wrong intention, that passes the carbon. As opposed to the chachamim that hold, only if the whole avodah is done with a psol, then it's pasul. However, if only half of it was done, meaning if one of the simanim shechted with a psol, that's not going to pasul the carbon. And the Mishnah says, "Hashachet Pesach al Chametz. Our person shechts the carbon Pesach, and he has chametz in his possession. Over b'lay sase, he's over with the loy sase. We've already learned previously. The pasuk tells us, "Lo sishachet al chametz dam zivchi," and that tells us you're not to shech the carbon Pesach if you have chametz in your possession. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, he says, "Afa tamid, even if the tamid shel ben arabayim of erev Pesach was shechted and he has chametz in his possession, he's going to be chayv. He's going to be over loy sase." Rabbi Shimon Amar, Shimon says, "Hapesach barabasul l'shmoi chayv. If a person shechts the carbon Pesach erev Pesach l'shma, meaning for the carbon Pesach, and he has chametz in his possession, then." He's going to be chayv. That's because it's called the shechita haruya. Since the shechita is fitting, so then he's going to be chayv. If it's shaloi lishma, however, if he shechts the karm pesach shaloi lishma, pater, he's pater because it's a shechita she'in ruya. It's not a kosher karm pesach anyway, so he's not chayv for shechting it al hachamet. Ushar kol azvachim and all other karbanos that were shechted on erev pesach ben lishman ben shaloi lishman, whether they were shechted lishma or shaloi lishma, pater is going to be pater. He's not going to be chayv for having chametz in his possession. Uvamayin, if we're talking about shechting karm pesach on pesach itself, lishma if he shechts it for the karm pesach itself, pater is going to be pater. It's a shechita she'in ruya. Shaloi lishma if shechts the shloim lishma chayv, he's going to be chayv because that's just considered regular carbon and he's not allowed to shecht at al chametz. Ushar kol zvachim and all other carbonos shechted on yontif ben lishman ben shloim lishman chayv, he would be chayv. Chutz min achatos shechtu shloim lishma, except for achatos those shechted shloim lishma, he's not going to be chayv because that's considered a shechita she'ein ruuya. And the Gemara says arushim min lakish lo elam ein chayv, the person's not going to be chayv for having chametz in his possession. Achi chametz l'shechet elizarek, that's only if the person shechting it is the one that has the chametz, or the person sprinkling the blood of the carbon is the one that has the chametz. Samach yom labez on top oil echum ne chabur, or if one of the people of the chabur of this current pesach has chametz in their possession, ve'ache im ba'azara, and it also has to be with him in the azara, meaning the chametz has to be with him. Rabbi Yechon says alfa pishayin im ba'azara, even if the chametz is not with him in the azara, he's still going to be chayiv. Now b'maki miflagi, what are they arguing about? Even if you want to say be'al b'samach miflagi, if the word al means b'samach, meaning next to or nearby, Rabbi Shimon Lakish Savar Reish Lakish holds al b'samach that the word al means next to or nearby. Rabbi Yechon and Savar Lebi'in and al basamach, that the word al doesn't mean next to, meaning this pasuk that we had said, if a person shechts a karm pesach and he has chametz, he's going to be chayv, says, loisi shachet al hachametz dam zivchi. So does this word al hachametz mean the chametz actually has to be physically nearby or not? So if that's the machlekes, they already argued about that once. Now we have a Mishnah. Hashechet hayd lefnim v'lach mechutz l'chayma. If a person shechts the karm tayd, then it's inside the Beis HaMikdash, and the bread of the karm tayd, meaning the matzos and the bread, is outside of the wall. Like Yiddish Halech, now this bread of the Karban Taida doesn't become Kaddish, it doesn't have the Kedusha of the Karban Taida. Now my Chutz L'chaim, what does that mean outside of the wall? Rabbi Yechon Amar, he says Chutz L'chaim is Beis Pagi, it's actually outside of the wall of Yerushalayim, it's outside by this area, and it's not considered like it's part of the Karban Taida. Well, Chutz L'chaim is Hazara, but if it's just outside the wall of the Hazara, Kaddish, then it does become Kaddish. V'loi be'in an al b'samach, and wouldn't explain the word al to mean b'samach, meaning it has to be nearby, because in regards to the bread of the Taida, it says al zevach ha-toida chalais. So the word al in regards to toida doesn't mean nearby. Reb Shimon Lakish Amar, he says afilu chutz l'chaim es hazara lo kaddish. Even if these breads are just outside the wall of the hazara, they don't become kaddish. Al be'in al basamach. We see the according to Reish Lakish, we see that al means basamach, it has to be nearby. So we already have machlekes between Reish Lakish and Reb Yechon about that. So it can't be that's what they're arguing about in our Mishnah. So el b'hasra safek kamiflagi. They're arguing about hasra safek. If when we warn a person that he's not allowed to do something, however it's just a safek, we don't know if what we're warning him about actually exists or not, that's where the machlek is. And over here, that's where the machlek is. When we're warning him, you're not allowed to shech the karm pesach if you have chametz in your possession, but we don't know if he has chametz in his possession, that's considered hasra safek. That's what they're arguing about. Reish Lakish holds hasra safek is loy shma hasra, and Rabbi Yochanan holds hasra safik is shma hasra. But that's also an issue because b'ha nami ha pligi b'chad esimnu. They already argued about that once upon a time. The itmar we have a memra shvua sha'achal kikar zeh hayoyim va'aver hayoyim va'achal. Let's say this person says shvua, I'm making a shvua that I'm going to eat this loaf of bread today, and the day passed and he didn't eat it. Rabbi Yochanan Shem ben Lakish Dami Chavaya, both of them say ainu like he's not going to get malchus for that. Rabbi Yochanan Amar ainu like he doesn't get malchus for that mishum to have a lav she'im by ma'isa. This is a lav that doesn't have a ma'isa with it. Means a lav he's over on a shvua, but he didn't do an action to be over on it. He just sat and didn't do anything. V'cholav she'im by ma'isa ain like an olav, and a lav that doesn't have an action with it, so then he doesn't get malchus for that. Aval asura safik shma asura, but asura safik meaning you're going to warn him, and it's a safik whether or not he's going to end up doing that. That's still called a hasra, and he could still get malchus for that. Rav Shimon Lakshem, where he holds, any luck, he's not going to get malchus for that. Why? Mishum to have a hasra suffik, for hasra suffik, leish masra. Hasra suffik is not called hasra. Meaning, when you warn him, if you don't eat this loaf of bread, you're going to get malchus, it's a suffik. We don't know whether or not he's going to end up eating that loaf of bread. And since the day passed without him eating that loaf of bread, that's just hasra suffik, and he's not going to get malchus for that. Avalav she'im b'maisa, loik and olav, but a person could get malchus for lav she'im b'maisa. So we see that we already have machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish about hasra suffik. So that can't be the subject of machlokes in our Mishnah. So Amri, they said, lo'olam ba'al b'samach k'mifugi. Really, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are arguing about al b'samach. Does the word al mean b'samach, meaning nearby? V'tzricha, we need both machlokes. If legal in yechametz, they only arguing with regards to chametz, havamina, I would say, bahu, who the ka'am Rabbi Yochanan, over there, Rabbi Yochanan says, d'loy b'inan al b'samach, that we don't need al b'samach, meaning al doesn't need to mean nearby, mishum the iser hu, because we're talking about iser of having chametz in your possession. V'cholecha the isay, isay, and wherever this chametz is located, it's there, it's in your possession, and you're chai for having it. Aval inyan mekadish lechem, but we're talking about making the lechem of the Torah kadosh, loy kadosh al b'fnim. It's only going to be kadosh if it's inside, meaning it's right near you. Ema madl Rishim and Lakish, you might say that he agrees with Lakish, the b'inan al b'samach, that we need al b'samach, meaning al means it has to be right near you. The isay gavay kadosh, if it's inside the base of Mikdash, then it's kadosh. Eloi loy kadosh, if it's not inside the base of Mikdash, it's not kadosh. Meaning to have a kli sharis, just like a kli sharis has to be inside the Beis HaMikdash, tzricha, so therefore we need to have that machlekes. And v'yashmina l'inyin b'kadosh lechem, if we only had a machlekes by making the lechem of the Torah kadosh, have a mean, I would think. B'hach ka'amar Shem ben Lakish, over there Rish Lakish says, b'in an al b'samach, that al means nearby, the isay gavai kadosh, that if it's inside, then it's kadosh. Eloi loy kadosh, if it's not inside, then it's not kadosh. Aval l'inyin chametz, but in regards to chametz, ma'idgle Rabbi Yechanan, he would agree to Rabbi Yechanan, delay b'in an al b'samach, that we don't need al b'samach, the isuru, because we're talking about isur. The isay, and wherever it is, and he would be over. Tzricha, that's what we need to have both machlokes. And the Gemara continues with this halacha. What about if the sheichet, the one that's shecht in the Karim Pesach, he doesn't have chametz in his possession, but someone in the chabura has chametz in their possession? What's the halacha? So Amlehi responded, Miksev leisi shachet al chametz cha, you shouldn't shecht it on your chametz, leisi shachet al chametz ksev. It says in the pasuk, don't shecht it on chametz, meaning even though one person in the chabura has chametz in their possession, he's still going to be over. Rabbi Shah asks him, Amr Lay, Yachav so, feel Achab Rusefa Elam Nami. That means even someone at the end of the world has Chametz, they should also be Chayv. So Amr Lay responded, no. Amr Kal the Pasuk says, Loy Seshchat, don't shecht it, Vlo Yalin, and don't be Iver Lina, meaning don't allow it to stay over until the morning. Loy Seshchat al Chametz, Anach the Kami Alay, Mishim Lo Yalin. The only one that's going to be Chayv for shechting it, for having Chametz in their possession, is someone that's going to be Chayv for leaving it over until the morning, and that's only someone from the Chabura. Amr Rav Papa, he says, Hilkach, therefore, Kaina Makdor Sechelev, Iver Blay Sase. That means the Kain that's bringing the Chelev of the Karban Pesach, meaning he's the one that's bringing it on the Mizbech, he's also going to be Iver Loi Sase if he has Chametz in his possession, because he also has an Isser of leaving it over until the morning. And Tani Kavas, Rav Papa, you have a breast like Rav Papa, says in the breast, Ashechen is a Pesach al Chametz, someone shechs the Karban Pesach and he has Chametz in his possession, Iver Loi Sase is Iver Loi Sase. Amos, I want is that, Bismachu le Sheichet, Oil is Zarek, Oil Echem Le Chabura, that's when either the Sheichet, the Zarek, or one of the people of the Chabura have Chametz in their possession, Oil Echem Besaifa Oilam, let's say someone at the end of the world has Chametz, and Zaka Glois, have to pay attention to him because he has no relevance to this chabur over here. Vechan ha-shechet, vechan ha-zark, vechan ha-machter, whether talking about the person shechting, doing the zrika, or bringing the fats on the mizbech, chayiv, they're going to be chayiv. Aval ha-malika sa'if, someone does malika to a bird, malika is a special procedure that they would hold a bird in one hand and they would do malika to it, which is cutting its neck with the back of their fingernail. If they did this bar ba'asar on the 14th, and that kayin has chametz in his possession, ain't over by klum, so then he's not over on anything. Now the Gemara asks for menu, we'll have a stira. Ha-shechet has a pesach al chametz, first in shechet a karm pesach and he has chametz. tamid. It's over with the loisase. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, afa tamid, even if the tamid shall bener abayim, erev Pesach was shechted, and he has chametz in his possession, he's chayv. Amr loy, they told Rabbi Yehuda loy, amr ela Pesach bovad, it was only said in regards to the carbon Pesach itself. Amosai, when is that? Bizman sheish le shaychet, or le zayrek, or lechem ne chabura. That's only if the shaychet, the zayrek, or one of the people in chabura have chametz in their possession. Hayla echad b'sayfa oilam, if someone at the end of the world has chametz, ein zaka gloy wouldn't have to pay attention to him. Vachar ha-shaychet, vachar ha-zarek, vachar ha-moylek, vachar ha-maza, or someone that sprinkles the blood chayiv, they are going to be chayiv. Aval kemitz ha-mencha, someone does kmitza to a mencha on yontif and he has chametz in his possession, ain't over b'lay sase, he's not over n'lay sase, hamak yosei murim, ain't over b'lay sase, and if someone does hakdar say murim, and he has chametz in his possession, so he's not going to be over n'lay sase. But now the Gemara Samach Dal Alman Alf on top asks Kasha Malika Malika Kasha Akhtar Akhtar. We have a steer Malika and Malika and Akhtar and Akhtar. The first Brass told us if he did Malika with Chametz in his possession, he's not Chayiv, and the second one told us that he is Chayiv. And the first Brass told us if he did Akhtar same room with Chametz in his possession, he is Chayiv, and the second one said he's not Chayiv. But now we respond, L'tamech, according to you, Tikshilcha Higufa, that itself should be a steer. Diktani, the Brass told us, Loy Amr El Pesach Bavad. The only thing that we could be Chayiv for Shechting, if we have Chametz in our possession, is the carbon Pesach. V'hadr Tani, and then the Brass right away said, Echad HaShechad, Echad HaZark, Echad HaMaylik, Echad HaMaze. And we include Maylik in there, and we don't do Malika to the carbon Pesach. So we see that even in the second Brass itself, we have a steer. So we answer that really, El HaVahar Reb Shimon, really both Brasses are Reb Shimon. The second Brass is talking about Shechting on Erev Pesach, meaning the 14th of Nisan, and the first Brayis is talking about Shechting on Pesach itself. And Malika Malika Lekasha, so we didn't have a steer Malika on Malika, Kan Bar Ba'asar once talking about the 14th, meaning Erev Pesach Kamachal Shemayid, the other Brayis is talking about Shechting on Chalamayid, the Idi V'Idi Reb Shimon, he and both of them are according to Reb Shimon. Haktara, Haktara, Nami Lekasha, and there's no stira Haktara on Haktara. Tonight it's actually Machlekes Tanaim, what Reb Shimon holds in regards to a Kayin that's burning the Emurim, the Ikka the Makash Haktara L'Shechita. There is a Tana that compares bringing the Emurim on this Bech to Shechting it, then you would be chayv. V'kamanda l'makish, and there is a man de amar that does not compare haktar seimurim to shechita, and therefore haktar seimurim with possession of chametz is not going to be chayv like shechita with possession of chametz is going to be. We're going to pause here for the day. Everyone should have a wonderful day.